99 Victor. Bubble.
Now we can hear you. WW4, JET Matthew here.
It's Leon here. We spoke before, model Kylan. The call was KD4IOX. I've got a new call now. Upgraded.
KD4IOX. Put a change in, or did you do an extra ticket recently?
Extra ticket recently, and try to drag Patrick with me. Come on, Patrick.
I'm studying to take mine. Don't worry.
Want you to be right there hanging with us. But, yeah, good morning, Matt. It's just a dead zone up there at 25. I can't get in. I was trying to figure out where I was going to get in when I can't get in. It's just useless to get the mile marker one.
I'm hearing you now. And, hey, congrats on the extra, Leon. I know it's been a while, but good to hear from you again.
They let me work, so I had to lay out a couple weeks.
Into that. That was your own doing.
It was. But, yeah, good job on the net last night. You give it everything, all the circumstances did great.
And, your call is still coming up with the previous owner's ID and address.
You look it up on.
Come up in the computer when you've done the pre-net check-in.
That's weird. Now, what if they, I don't know. Maybe they download a database that needs to be upgraded, I guess. I don't know where they get the information for that software.
From the SEC's website, but each computer has to be updated.
I got it updated. I mean, you pull it up, it comes right up. And QRZ's got it updated.
I'll go ahead and fix it in mine. Not a big deal.
I have the call. She's the silent key. And her husband was maintaining her QRZ page. And I kind of wanted to jot him a line. I don't know if I want to stir that pot or not, but kind of honored to have the call.
Individual databases that have to be updated. I ran into that problem, too, with people using different databases and coming up with the previous owner. But it'll get done eventually.
I mean, called a lot of things. Still call me late for dinner. NC9B.
Good weekend. Good, Miss Wendy.
And, we actually went to that Helping Hands, the big thing you do over at Mud Creek, the big yard sale they have. You familiar with that?
Pretty much every morning.
Yeah, we went by there, and lo and behold, we ended up in a humongous dining room table that weighs a ton. And we went up there in the wife's car, not thinking we'd go get anything. And of course, it was raining cats and dogs all day long, so luckily they had all those big tents out. And we ended up, she saw a table she had to have, a dining room table. So if you know anybody needs a dining room table, we're keeping the chairs, but we've got a dining room table that would be really, really cheap, and it's got two leaves to go with it. But it'll help somebody out, I'm sure.
I don't need anything right now. I still got all my mom's and stepdad's stuff to go through. So I got plenty of my own.
Facebook Marketplace will work, but you have to weed through a few of the Yahoos, but you do move things pretty quick on there.
On that, man. One of my neighbors is kind of, she's got a friend of hers is kind of looking for one. So they're down in Florida right now. When they get back from Florida, she'll toss down your rope to them. But yeah, so we ended up picking that up. I had to wait on the daughter. My daughter was at home, so she brought my truck to town in the pouring rain. And luckily, by the time she got there, cleared up. So I actually got loaded in the truck with the help of four strong men, and I got into the house. And I actually got it unloaded by myself, but I couldn't get it in the house by myself. But got it unloaded, got it under the carport just in case it started raining again. So it worked out really well. I had a great weekend, and we've been playing with that all day. And great range of furniture and stuff. But had a great one. Thank you for asking. How about you?
Didn't really do a whole lot because of the weather, but still had a good weekend.
What about the weather earlier? And, yeah, I don't think we got the frog strangler we were supposed to get, but I mean, not last night as bad. I mean, we got some rain last night. But the night before, man, it rained.
We didn't get what they were calling for, but we did get enough rain. But, you know, what do you do? I can't control it. Don't, wouldn't want to.
It's close to 4 inches.
Rain, no doubt about. Well, I don't think we got about a half an inch of rain by me.
Like Rise's back cave, I guess.
Started raining Saturday evening. It rained a good bit. And just steady rain. It didn't pour or anything like that, or I didn't get the storms that they were calling for.
Night before last, we had a heavy downpour for us, an extended period of time. Thunder.
So one location that did, yeah. That's what they say, scattered 80%. You think there's going to be a good chance in the day that you're going to get something. But, because you kind of make your plans based on, was it 50%, is it 80%? But I've seen 40% forecasts come through with more storms than the 80% one that we just had.
Matthew, the only storm we got was last night when I was calling the net.
You're going to have an interesting day there, Matt, flying.
Oh, it might be. It looks like a lot of it rained out overnight, but, you know, it'll fire up again, I'm sure. Yeah, and I do a lot of short stuff, I was telling Patrick, so you don't get up too high and around some of it. You have to more or less go around it than get up over some of it. So it'll be interesting, of course. It's that time of year.
A little warm weather.
Exactly right. That's what it is. And talking about some cool dry weather at the end of the week that Patrick and I were mentioning, and so it'll be a nice, looks like a nice weekend at least.
Look at that. I planned ahead today. I brought my raincoat with me, so at least I won't get soaked. KN4TFW Mobile.
KN, KO4HGX, and I'll just leave my raincoat in the truck, so it's always here.
Yeah, morning, Ken. Hope you had a great weekend in C9V.
Matthew here, WW4JET.
Guys, hope everybody's doing well this morning.
Having a good trip so far, so we're doing good.
Staying dry.
Yeah. The storm is about 1 o'clock.
I'll be on my way home.
I've lost longer than that, that way I can get through my day. Rain just kills my business.
Big yard sale we had down, that's for sure.
Part of this GMRS club, the Upstate GMRS club, and we had a meet and greet scheduled for 6 Mile, in 6 Mile at the Mile Creek Park, and we ended up changing it last second over to the, on Friday, over to the Silver Bay in Easley, and we still had a pretty good turnout, but I was looking forward to the cookout. But with those forecasts, it looked like there was going to be a whole lot of doom and gloom, and it ended up not being that terrible, at least during that time period.
I have to admit, Matt, I'm kind of envious of your occupation. I've always wanted to fly.
There's that pun, it has its ups and downs, but, you know, it's been mostly good, so I'm not a complainer. And I'm sitting here, 37 years into this, and I still enjoy my job. So I'm blessed in that regard. I'm happy about that. I know there's a lot of people that don't, so... But it's mostly good. I'll say that.
I always fancied with the idea of getting my license and flying, but I gave up on that one. Not too old, but just it's too investing and pricey at this point in my life. So I thought you might want to know that. It's a good occupation. Any good occupation you can do and you enjoy it, it's not an occupation. It's not a job. It's fun.
That it's if work is like play, you got it made, there's no doubt. And yeah, it's gotten pricey. It's hard to do on your own now. I mean, I know guys that have done it that way, and they're coming in with, you know, 100,000 plus in debt, and that's just crazy. But you know, it's their choice.
anyway. Ken, what'd you do all weekend?
Work over at the father-in-law's, put up some kitchen cabinets, and then put down some flooring and everything, so we have a little pop-up awning out there in the yard with the saw underneath it. Spent all day doing that.
Did you stop this past weekend?
Yes. At least I don't have to do anything over there now.
Weekend.
For a rest right now.
Funny how sometimes you go to work to get rest. Storms can just stay away from Atlanta today. It'll be a good day.
Anybody stay away from Atlanta, it'll be a good day.
It's your statement, especially if you're behind the wheel of a car. But I'm flying down, so hopefully that'll go without a hitch.
Well, behind car, the wheels of cars that are flying down. Big old 18-wheeler and drive down 85 and watch them.
Shane in a while. I don't know how he does it, though. Is he still gone that route down there?
Running that route. He's off on Sunday night, so he'll be there in the morning.
He's on QTH. Is it this side or Atlanta side?
In Cleveland, but he drives down to the U.S. or U.S. the U.S. He drives down to this side of Atlanta, I believe it is, for USPS or UPS. I'll get it right in a minute. It's too early.
It's on that one. I've had some family live down there, or my wife actually has some family that lived out in Atlanta. That's just a conglomeration down there.
To live in a city where you have to plan your events around traffic, that's not for me, that's for sure.
Greenville's enough for me. I'm happy. After I drive around Greenville for half a day, I'm ready to go back up to the mountain.
And unfortunately, in the summertime, Ballard, you have to plan your trips there, too, or no way around town.
Boyd, when it's harvest time, August, September, October, we try to avoid 64 because you get all the leaf lookers, people on pick up apples, and so I start going a different route. I've got a different route planned out that avoids all that.
That was an odd change when coming down here and picking apples and actually sweating and it being hot out, as opposed to in Michigan it being cold and possibly the first snowflakes coming down.
Different atmosphere, that's for sure. Before I retired, that was my kind of put them out in the pasture deal. I was just saying that that was my last gig when I worked for the city of Hendersonville, was walking Main Street. And the last year that I worked there, that was my put the pasture gig. It was a good gig. I got to know all the business owners down there.
Yeah, I was kind of down in the hole in Greer there. I didn't get too much of that. If anybody was talking to me, sorry.
About when you and Patrick were talking about High Sierra on Main Street there in Hendersonville. That was my last gig working for the city. I was walking Main Street for about a year.
Great city, great town. We love going up there, and that's a great store. That really has a lot of our kind of style furniture. My wife, I got to keep her out of there because there's a big deduction to our bank account when we go in that place. But yeah, it's nice stuff though, at least.
Get the ladies heck. They always go to there and they stand around doing nothing or talking or whatever. And I said, hey, y'all, bring it up.
There too, very professional though, so it's all good.
The ladies in there.
And on two down, a couple doors down, Arabella's. Did you ever have breakfast there?
Just just about all of them, yeah. They're all pretty good. Main Street, your biggest choices. Gee, well, I'm going to have lunch today.
Bella's does a good job. That was a nice menu. That a couple times I've been in there, and they make a lot of specials, too. That's a real good place.
I went in there when they were opening up. I got to know them pretty good. We've got about, what, 3, going on 4 years now. And they have all kind of big changes down there now.
They keep it real nice, and they got a lot of new stuff going on there, and they have good parades too. I've been to a couple of the parades up there as well.
Well, my intersection was usually Main and 7th Avenue.
A couple of those off the beaten path places too. The brewery on the other side, I forget, is that Old 7th Avenue or something they call that area?
7th Avenue. And the Main Street Historic District. It is two separate districts, but they're all pretty much the same. And they're redoing 7th Avenue now, so when they get that done, it's going to be pretty nice.
There was a bunch of road digging going on up there, no doubt. But, yeah, it looked nice. Looks like it will be nice. And it's kind of the first time I saw the Historic District this last time around, and so I'm excited to check it out again.
Come up there, go camping. Rock, right? Yeah, when you coming back up so we all meet up at Cracker Barrel?
Mid-June, I think. I'll have to check the exact dates. It's like mid-June through mid-July.
And the dig is to Arabella's.
My sister yesterday, and she works out at the BMW warehouse, the one up in Spartanburg. She said, man, they're struggling to find truck drivers, whatever company delivers up there. They got a bunch of loads, and they're way behind. The trucking company can't get enough drivers to keep them supplied.
The name of our company, they're always looking for door counts.
Hey, guys, I'm going to break in real quick. 673's to y'all. Ken, Leon, Patrick, safe travels. Good day today, and we'll catch you later in the week. I'm here, and I got a rock, so take care, guys.
KO4HK.
73, Matthew, you have a good flight. KN4 GFW.
73, Matt, and have a great one. Take care. Fly safe. And C9B.
Very good. 73, ZW4JET. We'll clear.
I don't know. We've been down. We get a monthly newsletter from the main office there in Zeeland, Michigan. And it's kind of sporadic. The whole industry as a whole is down, but a lot of people turn in their trucks. I mean, a lot of smaller businesses are going out.
I mean, you know, Benoit delivers to the has the contract for the plant, but they didn't want it. And that, you know what I mean? Because it's just too much. But I guess they put together packages and put them on containers and that, but they just can't get no deliveries. She called out the trucking company, but I don't remember what it was.
It's a lot of car parts, but I don't know if we do any specifically for BMW. So I don't know, but that'd be a good question. And you know, if it's a big thing, I mean, they may not want to tackle it, so I don't know.
This right up 85, right off of 221.
The Benora turned it down. Wow. They had a lot of trucks. They had a lot of activity.
They had to work on Saturday because all the deliveries were late.
I know, I don't know if it was BMW or Volvo, but one of the companies I pick up for is, they're starting up a new route with them, and they're having a hard time getting the orders put together and getting them out.
The hardest time with tankers, trying to line up tankers, because the drivers won't get there on time, or their tanker won't be cleaned out, or their tanker had been hauling latex, and we can't use it. Just one thing after another.
DOT's safety push coming on here the 14th and 15th of May, which is next week. So maybe I'll take that day off. One of those days. Take both of those days off.
We're coming. coming down Wade Hampton, and it was one of them fuel delivery trucks for the service stations. And he had them big wide tires on a trailer, and one of them had completely lost the whole tread, and there he was in the median sitting there.
Super singles, they call them. Yeah. Not a lot of people, not a lot of people like them.
It's the one you're done.
See that big gasoline problem they had up there at I-95 up there in Connecticut?
Again.
Saw the big thing they had up in Connecticut with the gasoline truck. Yeah, that's a mess. Truck at a gasoline truck got involved in a 3-car collision. Somehow, I don't know who's at fault, but he stopped, I guess, right underneath an overpass. Of course, his tanker caught on fire, and all the gasoline burned up and burned up the overpass, so they had to tear the overpass down, and I-95 shut down for like a week.
Me up here in Spartanburg.
Great, yeah, I didn't see that one, Leon, and it's trying to rain over here easily, too.
Of gasoline tankers. I guess he's paid bigger bucks for the hazmat, but I'm not sure I want to do that.
With you, I'm not sure I want to drive around with, you know, however many thousands of gallons of fuel that is strapped to my back.
Confident in your driving, you know, you're a safe driver, that's okay, but the way people are driving nowadays, there's no guarantees.
The other people would be what got me. That's the same reason I don't want to ride a motorcycle on the road. I can't do anything about the surrounding environment.
To the Cracker Barrel thing. We do indeed. It's been about that time, and we need to get together again.
KN4KFW.
Just a matter of finding a place for everybody to get together at a time.
Been away off and on for a month. Starting, you know, like I said, mid-June. Looks like might have to move the daughter, I think, the second weekend in July, or second week in July, so we'll see how that plays out.
July 20th is the Waynesville Hamfest, so that'll definitely be a get-together. If you can make that one again, if not. But we need to do one before then. And we'll get together on it and figure it out. I'm here at work, fellas, so I'll be signing with you. Good talking to you both this morning. It's been a pleasure. And C9 Victor.
Good to talk to you this morning. You be careful out there. KO4HKX.
Day in the rain. And we'll catch you later. KN4GFW73.
Andrew is at this morning.
Go in early.
Yeah, I didn't hear him. I've been out since 4:30.
It was raining and he slept in.
Never can tell with him.
Hired on Saturday. We didn't leave there until like 7:30.
Well, you're not used to it, isn't it?
10,000 steps in going from the kitchen to outside.
Had a church barbecue fellowship yesterday after service, and I got to playing with a friend of mine's little 2-year-old boy, running him around, and I got him to come home, and I was wore out.
Nothing yesterday. We did a little bit of our grocery shopping we normally do, and that was it.
After chasing a 2-year-old for about 2 hours, I could tell I hadn't done that in a while.
And they started some more construction here right before, 2 miles before I get on.
Construction going about everywhere right now. But hopefully they're getting it fixed. Everybody's been complaining about it not being fixed, so hopefully they're getting it done. Don't take forever doing it. The mountain, 5, a section up north and south, down to one lane, so I don't know what they're doing.
Place that wall, make it a little taller. I think it's been there long before I was a kid in the 70s.
On the outside lanes, not the inside lanes. They got traffic routed to the inside. So I don't think it's the retaining wall or the median wall, but that might be later on. At my first stop, so I'm going to have to say 7-3 and get in here and get the truck opened up and ready to go. You be careful with the rest of your trip and have a great day, and maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. If not, I'll talk to you in the morning. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
All right, 7-3, Patrick. Only a mile out anyway, so have a good one. KN4TFW.